where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
Lambton Public Health is scaling back its COVID-19 vaccination rollout. To date, 75% of eligible adults have had one dose of vaccine, while 61% are fully vaccinated. Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Sudeet Runaday, says the need for mass vaccine sites is dwindling.
The last scheduled clinic for Clearwater is the 30th of July, and the last scheduled clinic for Point Edward is mid-August sometime, and then we're going to be turning that over as well.
The health unit is hosting a walk-in clinic tomorrow at the Dow Center for Youth on Lorne Crescent, offering first dose vaccines to those 12 years old and up. It's on from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. and no appointments are necessary. An individual was arrested at the Bluewater Bridge after failing to declare weapons at the border. The Canada Border Services Agency seized three firearms, three overcapacity magazines, and ammunition from a vehicle attempting to enter the country on July 17th. The accused is facing charges, was issued a vehicle penalty, and sent back to the U.S. It's a busy weekend across Sarnia Lambton. The Chamber of Commerce Weekend Walkabout is on in downtown Sarnia. Christina Street will be closed to vehicle traffic between George and Cromwell Streets beginning this evening until Sunday at 8 p.m. Petrolia is hosting its townwide garage sales today and tomorrow. And residents can watch the 97th running of the Bayview Mackinac Boat Race along the waterfront tomorrow. And if you're thinking about buying a home or know someone who is, you know how expensive prices are. Houses that sold for $200,000 5 years ago are now fetching upwards of $500,000 in some markets. How long will that continue, and what does it mean for young families? That's the focus of this week's 519 podcast, where host Craig Needles speaks to realtors and economist Mike Moffitt.
We can have all of these sort of special tax credits for first-time home buyers. We can do all of these things on the margin. But the end of the day, if there are three families all bidding on one family home, no matter what the price of that is, two of those families are going to walk away.
A link to the podcast is posted on our website at blackburnnewssarnia.com. In sports, Southwestern Men's Baseball League action, the Sarnia Brigade defeated Ilderton 8-7 last night. Around the major leagues, the Tigers beat Texas 7-5. Toronto visits the Mets tonight. And the Tokyo Games officially getting underway this morning with the opening ceremonies. Mainly cloudy today, a high of 26, 30 with the Humidex. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of showers, a low of 19. Cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorms tomorrow. Winds out of the southwest, a high of 27. Mix of sun and cloud both Sunday and Monday. Highs near 29.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/Sarnia.